Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Kolkata Knight Riders booked their place in the Indian Premier League final as they produced a strong performance to beat the Delhi Daredevils by 18 runs in the qualifier in Pune. Yusuf Pathan's late blast of 40 not out helped them accelerate to a score of 162 for 4, and Delhi closed on 144 for 8 in reply, unable to pick up the pace when it was required. Off-spinner Sunil Narine and fast bowler Jacques Kallis both returned figures of 2 for 24, and there was a wicket for each of the six bowlers used. Gumbir Kallis and Brendan McCullum had earlier starred with the bat to hand Kolkata a winning total. While Kolkata advanced directly to Sunday's final, Delhi have a second chance to qualify when they take on the winner of the Mumbai Indians Chennai Super Kings clash on Friday in a bid to get through. West Indies fast bowler Shannon Gabriel is to return home after suffering a back injury in the course of the first test against England at Lord's. Making his debut, he took four wickets, including that of Kevin Peterson on the final day, before England took a five-wicket victory. Scans following the game indicated a stress reaction in his lower back, ruling him out of the second test, and it's been decided that the best course of action is for him to return home to Barbados. Tino Best has been selected as his replacement and is scheduled to arrive on Wednesday, 2 days before the second test gets underway at Trent Bridge. England will play four tests and two 2020 internationals in India before Christmas and then return in January for a five-match series of one-day internationals. The test squad will depart on the 25th of October, stopping off in Dubai before heading to Mumbai and Ahmedabad for three tour games ahead of the tests in Ahmedabad, Mumbai, Kolkata and Nagpur. The two 2020s on the 20th and 22nd of December will take place in Pune and Mumbai before the squad heads home on the 23rd. The ODI squad, meanwhile, leaves England on the 2nd of January next year and will play tour games on the 6th and the 8th of January. The ODIs are to be held in Raikot, Kuchi, Ranchi, Dharamsala and Mohali. And finally, England women have recalled World Cup winners Catherine Brunt and Holly Colvin to a 15-member squad, which will take on India women for two 2020 internationals and five ODIs in June and July. Brunt was rested for the recent tours of South Africa and New Zealand, while Colvin was unavailable due to university commitments.